It's time to swing into the golf world of today with Springdale Golf Live. Sponsored by our friends at the New Jersey Golf Foundation. Here's your host, Keith Stewart.
Members, friends, and players, good afternoon and welcome to a very special Springdale Golf Live. I'm Keith Stewart, and I'll be here entertaining you along with some old friends this Friday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Fox Sports 920 AM.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go.
So make that's Green Day right there with The Time of Your Life. I was jamming away there on my air guitar, Al, and I almost forgot that you and I were live.
We are.
And we're back here with Springdale Golf Live. It's 920thejersey.com, 920 AM on your radio dial. On social media, feel free to hit me up at KJPGA. I love Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, any of those. And certainly, if for some strange reason you can't join us this afternoon on such a special occasion, you can go to your podcasts on either do a search on your iTunes or Google Play, and you can hear the show at any time you want. You can hear it again and again. And Al's on the board, and we are back. I've commuted all the way back from Paramus, New Jersey, in last week's Northern Trust.
And you had a great show on location.
Oh, it was fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. And so appreciative, Al, of all your hard work back here in the booth. And we're going to continue some of that hard work today because we're bringing back in some old friends to certainly the 920 AM, the Jersey Fox Sports station. And I'm getting a look right now from our guests here because I said old friends. I meant that in length of tenure, not in age. All right. I'm so excited and happy to invite in our friends from the Back Nine Buzz, the radio show from last year. I have Carolyn McKenzie Andrews here, director of golf at Forest Gate Country Club. Carolyn, welcome to Springdale Golf Live.
Keith, it is so great to be here. Thank you so much. I just can't get this smile off my face, so it's really a pleasure to be here.
It's awesome to have you. And he couldn't make it in studio. His other media appointments had him held up in New York City or somewhere, maybe the Golf Channel. But Mark Mazzola is on the phone. He's the director of golf at Shackamax and Country Club. Mark, welcome to Springdale Golf Live.
Thanks for having me, Keith. I appreciate it.
Well, it's so great to be back together, the three of us, because it takes me back about a year or so ago when the Back Nine Buzz was running here on 920 AM, and you guys had me on a couple times as a guest host, so there's kind of a little bit of background here. But, you know, without stating how much I had to pay both of you to come on the show today, maybe you all want to give a little background as to, you know, how we all kind of came together and where you all are now and what's going on. We'll start with Mark, since he's so busy, we want to get his answers in first.
Before Mark says anything, though, I think all your listeners are sure and certain that we paid you to get on the Back Nine Buzz, so we're happy that you wanted us back on your show. So go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, Keith, I'm sorry I couldn't be there. I really wish I could. I was actually trying to get in my car, and I decided to lock my keys in my car on the way there, so I'm really not that busy.
Okay, we weren't going to tell everybody that, but good job.
But I'm okay.
Mark, your secret's safe with us.
It happens. So, you know, I was looking so forward to being there with you two and seeing, first of all, seeing you again, Keith, and then and also a great friend, Carolyn. I was really excited to be there. I'm really sorry that I couldn't be there. But, you know, just a recap of what we did for you being on our show. And, you know, I'm so glad that you had an opportunity to see what our show was and you liked it so much that you wanted to do it yourself. It really means a lot to us and especially to me. And it was a great thing. And I just want to say to all the Springdale members that are listening that they're very lucky that they have such a great golf professional as yourself. And I don't see another golf professional in the New Jersey section that can compete with Keith Stewart at the moment as being the top golf professional in the in New Jersey section, and they're very lucky to have you.
Oh, jeez.
I agree 100% with that, Mark. Very well said.
Well, and you've got to follow that up, Carolyn.
Well, you know, I've had the experience of coming out to Springdale on a few occasions, and I know what a wonderful membership you have there. You know, you're the ladies, Princeton team hosts a collegiate event every year, and I've had the pleasure of coming out. I'd say I've been out there four or five times, to watch my friends from Rollins College, who are they're down in Orlando, Florida area. But the show that you and your membership put on out there at Springdale, and I've had the pleasure of going out there one day and playing myself. You know, it's just you always say everybody have a Springdale day, and you can clearly feel that when you get out to Springdale. It's just a great atmosphere, the nicest people, great golf course, just a really nice place to be.
Well, you know, I couldn't agree with you more about that. And the inspiration for Springdale Golf Live comes from, you know, even on a day like today where it's a little overcast and it's a little rainy and there's tons of people over there playing golf, and I'll say to them, I'll say, have a Springdale day. And they'll say, well, it's not that nice out today. I said, having a Springdale day is a frame of mind.
Yeah.
It's a philosophy. It's a mantra. You know, it's like a life's mission statement.
Yeah.
It's how you approach your day, much more so than it is to actually, you have to come to Springdale to exhibit it.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm glad you guys brought that up. And, you know, you're super great friends of mine. And I'm eternally grateful for the opportunity that you gave me last year to come on air with you and everything and spend some time with Al and get to know Al so well. And it's, well, you know what? Forget all of this, like, mushy talk. Let's get into it. Let's do what we do best. Yeah. Let's talk golf, all right? And we're going to start on the controversial side, if that's okay with you, Mark, because, you know, I know you get a little uneasy around polarizing topics.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk pay-per-view, Tiger or Phil. You know, we've been talking about this thing for over a month, and we haven't beat the dead horse yet. All right, so they came out and they said, it looks like it's going to be November 23rd, which is the Friday, and this is going to be a pay-per-view event. Carolyn, how do you feel about it being a pay-per-view event?
Well, I wish it wasn't a pay-per-view event, but I understand, and I'm sure they're going to do very well with it, but I would love to see it. I just don't know that I'll pay for it. I don't even know how much I would pay for it, but I mean, I would like to see it. So it's unfortunate for that, but it's hard for me to pay to watch golf.
Well, the rumor is it's going to come around some like the $19.99, $24.99 price point. But
oh, really?
Yeah.
Changes things.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I would have thought it would have been a lot more than that.
Well, it's interesting. You know, a lot of people talk about the pay-per-view aspect of it, and they say, well, you know, I'm not paying to watch golf. I don't even watch golf. And I asked that person, I said, how much boxing you watch?
Yeah.
And they're like, zero.
That's my point here, Keith. And you know, just thinking about the two guys, they're legends in this game in the last 20 years. We all grew up watching them play. And this is kind of like the early 70s or 80s when, you know, this is Ali versus Jerry Cooney right now or something. You know, I think, and the reason I say that is because I think Tiger is going to win by a lot. I think Phil he's left-handed, first of all, so it's hard to win left-handed.
What? That's not fair.
Folks, all listeners, we're going to throw out a quick Springdale Golf Live disclaimer. Before you place any bets in Vegas, please note that our prognosticator currently locked his keys in his own car. Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, yes.
I really, you know, Tiger is a very intimidating player to play against. And even now, not just when he was younger, he's definitely an intimidation. The intimidation factor of people being there, the hundreds and thousands of people that go to these events, you saw it a couple weeks ago at the PGA Championship. You know, Tiger had a sea of people chanting his name as he was walking over the bridge, and the winner, Brooks Koepka, is walking across the bridge, and nobody's saying a word. Everybody's just, you know, saying hi.
Well, the whole crowd had already moved ahead two holes because Tiger wasn't there.
Yeah.
So there was no one left to chant for Brooks.
Exactly.
You know, Mark, to your point, I worked at Isleworth from 98 to 03. And, you know, during what we called like the Summer of Love, which was the year 2000, you know, he wins 10 events, 10 million, three majors. You know, he's going crazy. And if we had the opportunity, which we did from time to time, to play with Tiger, I've never been more nervous in my life hitting a golf shot than when I played with Tiger. And the reason being wasn't That's because I couldn't hit a good golf shot. It's just because he was the world's like biggest trash talker, and he was
good.
Okay. So there was no shot you could hit.
Yeah.
except maybe like a 100-foot putt, that it was going to either A, impress him, or B, he couldn't do better at any given time. So I do think that, you know, hopefully Phil is past that moment in his life. But you're right, though. I mean, over time, the Tiger aura, which seems to be, again, growing, could wear you down a little bit. Could be.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think with Phil Mickelson, though. I think it's going to be very competitive. I think it's going to come down to the wire, and I think it's going to be great TV. And now that you mention it's only possibly $24.99, I might partake in that. But I would just love to see it either way. I think it'd be really fun, and it's great again for golf.
Well, folks, hey, we're here talking to Carolyn McKenzie Andrews, director of golf at Fours Gate Country Club, and we've got on the line Mark Mazzola, director of golf at Shackamaxon Country Club, and their radio host as well, Back Nine Buzz, and they're joining us today on Springdale Golf Live. And getting back to this, so Mark, do you think that a match like this, setting a precedent, do you think that this is going to help grow interest in the game?
Oh, absolutely. I really think that they're going to have a huge response. I think it's going to be one of the bigger pay-per-view events out there, and partially because most of pay-per-view events are boxing matches or UFC fighting matches, and they last for what, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and the undercards are on there for 3 hours, and this is an actual match that you're going to see them play, and it's going to take time to watch, and it's going to be fun to watch. They'll have them mic'd up probably, and you know, you might hear some of Tiger's trash talking. I can't wait to see something like this, and I'll pay $24.95 for it in a heartbeat.
Me too. Carolyn, how about you? You think it'll grow the game?
I think it'll definitely grow the game, and, you know, I've never done a pay-per-view. I don't really watch boxing or the Ultimate Fighting, but I think, like, to Mark's point, I think that it will grow the game. It'll be very exciting for those that aren't so interested in golf, but may become a little bit more so once they watch this and enjoy it. I think it'll be a really neat thing to see.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, we talk about this all the time in media and radio and TV and everything. Everything's become thrown into one kind of catch-all term, which is content. And now there's going to be this piece of content that's going to be what we all believe to be, whether you're going to pay for it or not, is going to be very valuable.
Sure.
At least the lead up to it. I mean, the Golf Channel's already announced that they're going to do 7,000 hours of pregame coverage just leading up to the pay-per-view.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
They cut it short of what they plan to do for some of the other events. I mean, it's unbelievable sometimes. I mean, they're out at like midnight talking about like the 2021 British Open. But anyway, in all seriousness, there's going to be so much lead up and build up to this, and advertisers and sponsors are going to love that. And that's what gets the $9 million machine going.
Right.
And our world is going this way. And we all have this in our lives in certain ways. Everything's about content. I mean, Netflix is more popular than cable right now.
Yes, no doubt.
Right? Yep. You know, DVRing. You know, there was the same reason that we love our live radio show, Al and I, on Friday afternoons, but the podcast is probably equally as popular as the number of listeners we have live right now.
Right.
So it's very interesting how this whole thing is kind of coming together. And, you know, on top of that, it's at a time of year where golf is kind of in a little bit of a lull, and they've just spiked it with a huge, huge entree for Thanksgiving weekend.
Right.
And see how I tied that all in, Mark?
Yeah, man. I love it.
Yeah, there you go. So it's really, really cool to kind of be in a position where, you know, at a time of year when we're Springdale Golf Live in it, we're going to have a lot of fun things to talk about, which is cool. But it's certainly not as cool as having our good friends in here in studio today. I've got Carolyn McKenzie Andrews here next to me on my left, and she is in studio for Springdale Golf Live today, director of golf over at Fours Gate Country Club. And here's a good fact for you. Golf fans, a member of the Oklahoma State women's golf team and former All-American.
Yes, that's me.
How about that, huh?
Well, thank you, Pete.
And we've got Mark Mazzola, who is automobile key challenged on the line, and a tremendous PGA professional himself, and we're so happy to have you both. Folks, it's 3:15 here in New York. It's 12:15 to our friends out in Los Angeles. Gotta love them. It's Fox Sports 920 AM Springdale Golf Live. We'll be back in a minute.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
The New Jersey Golf Foundation, the charitable arm of the NJPGA section, is committed to positively impacting lives and communities through the game of golf, with a focus on three core pillars: youth, military, and special needs. The NJGF delivers dynamic programming under the guidance of PGA professionals, so individuals from all backgrounds can experience the game of golf in a welcoming environment. To support the NJGF or learn more about programs and special events, visit njgolffoundation.org. That's njgolffoundation.org.
Gotta stay cool.
Let's do it.
Our sound is a sound that makes you stop.
Stop. Stop.
And listen.
What's going on?
It's a collective voice that calls out to you, the fan.
Love the mentality of Fox Sports Radio.
This
yes.
is
I'm addicted to you.
Our sound.
Check it. Whoa, Colin.
He got it.
Let me hear this.
Oh, yeah.
And you can only get it here.
Here's the drama.
There's no question about it.
And we are rolling through.
On Fox Sports 920, The Jersey.
Let's get back on course as Springdale Golf Live continues on Fox Sports 920, The Jersey. Once again, Keith Stewart.
All the while, it's something unpredictable,
but in the end, it's right. I hope my guests have the time of their life. Oh, yes, we're back here, Springdale Golf Live. Al, I'm sorry. I just, my inner...
You had to do it.
I did. My inner Elvis had to come out on a weekly basis. I'm still getting... I'm just getting killed on Twitter from Gloria Gaynor's fan club. They just won't stop. Yeah. But, let's get back to it because we got tons of fun golf stuff to talk about here with two great section area golf professionals. I've got Carolyn McKenzie Andrews in studio here. She's the director of golf at Forsgate Country Club. I've got Mark Mazzola on the line. He's the director of golf at Shackamaxon Country Club. He's up in Scotch Plains. She's over in Jamesburg. It's so great to have them here. And welcome back after the break.
Thank you. We're so happy to be here, Keith. So thank you very much. And it's always good to see Al again as well.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. So, last week I was on the show with Marty Hackle, fashion editor for Golf Digest. And when we got done with the interview and the show, Marty grabbed me and he goes, I love that there's some style to your show. And he kind of left it at that. And that was one of those compliments. You're not sure if it was good or bad,
sure.
But it was coming from him. And he's a very stylish man.
It had to be a good compliment.
Yeah. So, I felt pretty good about that. And he said, Keith, the way he talks, Keith, we have got to collaborate on something. And I said, oh boy, here we go. I said, this is going to be tons of fun because I love my golf fashion. Yeah. So he said, we're going to do a golf fashion leaderboard and we're going to get to this as many weeks as we can. But Marty was texting me last night and we're all fired up about this. He and I debuting the golf fashion leaderboard, the Hackle Stewart golf fashion leaderboard. And I've got in-house critics here, McKenzie Andrews and Mazzola, the law firm of. And so Marty sent me a couple notes last night and he said things to look out for as far as the fashion leaderboard goes this week up at the Dell Technologies Championship up there in Boston All right. And he loves himself a little Kelly Kraft wearing Grayson. He likes Henrik Stenson in Hugo Boss, and he likes a little Jamie Lovemark in Nike. Mm. Any comments there, Carolyn, as you look over at me?
Well, as I look over at you, I say that you should be on the fashion leaderboard every time I see you.
Oh, from the neck down. Okay.
Nope. From all the way.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. Fair
Wait,
enough.
What's going on in that studio?
Mark, enough's enough.
But right. I think those are good. Those are good choices.
It's pretty cool. One of the things we talked about last week was a lot about fit, and those particular companies really emphasize fit. He was making that a major theme of what he was talking about. And, whether it's the Hugo Boss or a lot of people maybe haven't heard about Grayson. It's a new company.
Is that Morgan Hoffman's company?
Morgan Hoffman wears them.
Yep.
New York City vibe. Very, very cool.
It is cool.
Probably more so with the under 40 crowd. Really good fit. Some camouflage patterns. Some edgy stuff. It's cool. Jamie Lovemark, he's like a physical specimen, like a Brooks Koepka or...
Yep.
or Dustin Johnson
or Mark Mazzola.
Or Mark Mazzola.
Yeah, we were just thinking that.
I had to get a little water in first, Mark, before I got to that. But, you know, there's another thing. And Nike's done some really cool things with the shoes. And Marty was like, you got to check out Jamie Lovemark's Nike shoes because the shoes there have gone so athletic. You remember, Mark, when Tiger made the transition from, like, the black shoes to all of a sudden it was sneakers and it was like he was wearing red, black, and white on Sundays and how crazy that was?
Yeah, I mean, I personally am a fashion connoisseur myself, and just looking at Mr. Lovemark's shoes, it's quite interesting to see. I think that anything goes when it comes to golf, and it's crazy some of the different outfits that you'll see. But you don't see many of them in 7-Eleven or other places. Like, you can only wear that stuff to the golf course, which I love.
Well, you know, you bring up an interesting point, and what I love to say, and, you know, I heard this line about a month ago on the show from Julie Tyson. She says, golf has no uniform. And I love that. And I love the idea that there's a lot of creativity. And, you know, my pick for the leaderboard this week was Brant Snedeker because he's back in. He played last week, but he withdrew. But Brant, you know, he sports a Peter Millar, very much goes, you know, with my Princeton roots here. But, you know, he's got those G4 shoes on. And, you know, one of the neat things that I think Peter Millar does is that they never overdo it. They use a lot of color, but they use it as an accent, not a distraction. Or if they have some Glen Pad pants on, then it's a solid shirt. It's just really stylish. And the fit is still the same, but it might have more of a little bit more of a Princeton look or feel rather than, you know, a Madison Avenue currently or a runway feel like a Grayson or an RLX or something like that, you know. So
I agree with you that the Peter Millar is a great, they have a great design going right now. I also think that Travis Matthew is a big concept right now as far as the younger crowd. A lot of those guys are going towards that too because it's got a little bit more of a snug fit up on the top and a lot of the, like you said, the accent colors rather than sticking out.
Yeah, Travis Matthews is tremendous, and they have a West Coast vibe, which takes me to another point, Mark, and I wanted to get your feedback on this specifically. Tour pro Sam Ryder, his outfit on Sunday was white solid shirt, black joggers, no socks, and then athletic, like, Nike shoes. What are you thinking about, when are you going to start wearing some joggers while you're playing in your next NJPGA event?
All right, so you bring up a good point because I have an assistant pro who's 26 years old, and we have a junior camp today, and we had about 34, 35 kids in our junior camp today, and my assistant pro comes walking up and he's wearing joggers.
No way.
And I kid you not, it was probably one of the funniest looking things I've ever seen.
It was definitely Tim.
And
Tim could pull that off.
Yeah, it was absolutely. It was Tim Haney. Tim Haney, my assistant professional. He's my first assistant professional here, and he's about 126 pounds soaking wet. So he's pushing really light, and he put some joggers on him. He looked like a jockey, a horse jockey.
Okay, so Al, I now officially have Mark's day figured out, okay?
And that is?
As his assistant Tim was walking up, Mark was getting out of his car. Hence, the distraction is why happened. The keys were left
there
in
we
the
go.
Car. It's all figured out.
It makes sense now.
It's all figured out. Well, anyway, you know, a big shout out to Marty for getting in touch with me last night, and we're happy to do it, Marty. We love our fashion here on Springdale Golf Live, and we love to have our golfers feel comfortable, feel good, and have themselves a Springdale day, you know, when they're out there on the golf course. Speaking of which, all right, another thing happened this week, and with Carolyn in studio, I want to talk to her about this. Hashtag invite her. This new initiative that was put out by, I guess it's the LPGA Women's Network.
Yes.
Do you have some more information on this? Could you tell me a little bit about what's going on here, this hashtag invite her?
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about it other than where you said it started, but it's a great program just to do just that, to invite her, get more women out on the golf course, to get everybody that's out there that currently plays now, all your members at Springdale that play from day to day, invite a friend that doesn't play. Introduce them to this great game of golf and get those ladies out on the golf course. And that's what the premise is behind it.
So as a tremendous female golf leader here in New Jersey, and, you know, but halfway between Philly and New York City, you know, we hold this wonderful place, to, you know, with these two, like, you know, super cultural centers, you know, and we see what's going on. And it's very interesting, this whole concept, how they're pushing this thing and what's behind it. And basically the idea is there's 24 million golfers in America and they want everyone to just invite her once.
Right.
And if they were, and if they did, then we would have more women playing. And so, Mark, here's a couple stats for you. Ready? Okay. 24% of women are golfers on the course. So of the full pie chart on the course, it's 24% women, all right? Off-course golfers, it's 41% women, okay? So what's interesting is that, you know, I think that what the LPGA Women's Network is trying to do is they're like, well, if we can get almost half, 40% of women are going to Topgolf and 60% are men, how come we can only get a quarter on the golf course? And so what are your thoughts on that, Mark?
You know, one of the things that I did here at my club, just to gain, you have, basically have to, before one of the ladies want to be involved with golf, you have to get them to actually do it. One of the things that was hardest for us is just to get them out here to try it. So we created different formats, different leagues, different times that you come. You know, and it really worked as far as the ladies program here at Shacklebox. And when I first got here, it was just a Tuesday morning ladies league. That was it. Since then, I've done Women's Wednesdays, which is a 5:30 shotgun, where it's really a wine, nine and dine. And, you know, it's basically they drink like fishes while they're on the golf course, have a blast, and go in and eat dinner afterwards. And it's not about score. It's just about having a good time. And I think the leisure part of golf is a huge impact on getting these ladies into playing. And like you said, you invite we let the ladies bring guests out for it, and, you know, just charge them the cart fees rather than the full guest fees. And you know, they enjoy it so much, and they're not really worried about how they're playing. They're just having a great time out on the course with their friends. And that's really what golf is. And the more people that do that, the more fun this game's going to be.
Well, heck, you know, that's Mark Mazzola right there, director of golf at Shacklebox and Country Club up in Scotch Plains. So if there's some women up there that have some interest in golf, sounds like he's got some fun programs going on. And speaking of fun programs, I'm going to segue over to that Forsgate Golf Academy with their junior golf stuff. You guys are always on social media having some fun. Carolyn, tell me a little bit about what's going on over there that you guys are doing to grow the game with junior golf.
Absolutely. We've had a great summer full of junior golf camps, whether it's for beginners or the advanced players. We have our Forsgate Golf Academy at Forsgate Country Club, where we, you know, start them all different levels. We've had kids that just get started in the game, introducing them to the game. We have kids that have played in a lot of the U.S. Kids national events. So we just, you know, promote the events there and get them out and just get them introduced to the golf game. And what's really nice about Forsgate is that we are a 36-hole property, and that allows us to get the kids out on one side if the other side's too busy. So it's been a really great academy, great work in progress.
Yeah, you know, one of the neat things about, whether it was last year being on the show with both of you or having you guys here today for a little reunion tour, and if you're in the area of the radio station, we are selling T-shirts. But it was that, you know, we're all like-minded professionals in trying to grow the game. I know over at Springdale, it's been just a junior golf summer. I mean, PGA Tour Junior League team was undefeated again this year. And just so there isn't any controversy, we're not in Mark's or Carolyn's division.
Right.
We're in the Capital division, but we're undefeated again this year. We had tremendous numbers in our summer junior golf camps in July. We had the AJGA the end of July. And then Robbie Fenton and Darren Bolton, my two assistants, they just started up fall junior golf, Wednesday nights, Sunday nights. And we use this amazing curriculum. And I'm curious if you guys have ever heard of it, called Operation 36.
Right.
It's so cool. And the kids love it. They get an app on their phone. The parents love it. You know, we're sending out a weekly email at the end of the week just saying, you know, just saying, hey, this is what we did this week with your children. And kids are playing golf. They're playing. They're not sitting on a range somewhere.
Right.
You know, they're playing golf. And it's a lot of fun at the club. And, you know, I look forward to it week in and week out, you know, kind of like I know what day of the week it is because Robbie and Darren are running around, you know, like the Pied Piper with the kids chasing them around.
You
and
guys have a tremendous program over there. It's really neat. You're doing a great job.
You know, I tell you, it's even kids can have a Springdale day.
Absolutely. Everybody can.
Yeah.
I know I'm having one right now.
Well, you know, feel free to have one tomorrow.
I will, actually. I pretty much have one every day. It's my motto, too.
It's a state of mind, you know, for sure.
Keith, you brought up Operation 36, and I actually had the opportunity to visit the site and talk to some of the people from Operation 36 and really look into it pretty deeply, and what an awesome program it is. It's so mindful to the kids to grow and to become better golfers and want to become better golfers. And you know, that's anything you want in this life to do, you want to do better. And if you want to, that's what the Operation 36 is. You want to try to do better every time you play. And that makes you want it more, practice more, play more, get involved more. And I really love the way that they structure it. And it's such a great tool for a golf professional to bring that, introduce that, because it has so many different ways of doing things. There's so many different, cool things for the kids to do on top of just playing golf. And like you said, with the app, and the parents can follow along to see how they're doing. It's a really, really cool thing.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more, Mark. And one of the things to point out, if anyone's listening that would want to look into it, you know, you can look them up online, Operation 36, but it's not just a junior golf player development program. It can be used for beginner golfers, seniors, men, women, you know, whomever you want to branch the game out to. They're good friends of the show, and they're great supporters of ours, and we've had so much success with it at the club, and that's how we're doing the amazing things that we're doing. And, you know, it's come to the point in the show, sadly, that the reunion tour is done for this particular episode. But, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I couldn't enjoy more having both of you here. And certainly you mean a lot to me, and you mean a lot to the Springdale community, being local golf professionals and supporting all that we do in the game. Mark, any closing thoughts?
Well, you know, just want to say one thing before we go, Keith. I saw that you were on the schedule to play at Trump Colts Neck on Tuesday for the pro assistant. And my assistant professionals here and myself would like to challenge the Springdale team for, you know, maybe $100 or something like that. Just saying, who's going to win out there? Because I think you guys are taking a limo and all that kind of good stuff, right?
They ride in style.
Certainly, we do arrive in style. All right, Mark. Well, you know, game on. I certainly wish you the best of luck in just getting there. But if you show up, we'll be more than happy to take on your team. I know my guys at home who are listening in the shop right now, they're just chomping at the bit.
Yeah.
So, Vince, Robbie, Darren, game on. Here we go. And Mark, we appreciate
Let's
that.
Go, boys.
Love to compete. Carolyn, any closing thoughts?
Absolutely. I just want to thank you, Keith, and the your fine members at Springdale for this opportunity. I certainly had the time of my life. So thank you.
There you go. Al, see?
I got it.
The subconscious is working. Well, hey, folks, got to throw my thank yous out there quick. You know, to all of our listeners, certainly thanks to Mark Mazzola, Carolyn McKenzie Andrews, Al Brooks, of course, on the board, my Springdale members, the Board of Governors, and most importantly, our listeners here on Fox Sports 920 AM. I'm heading to Springdale. Where are you headed? We'll let the tower be your guide. And from Princeton to the Pacific Coast, and of course, everywhere online, may you all have, Carolyn,
a Springdale day.
You've been listening to Springdale Golf Live with Keith Stewart. Keith returns to the tee next Friday afternoon at 3 on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.